Okay, dann dürne wir noch einmal, Junge.
Okay.
Ebert and Roper introduced new review method. 28th of August, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Hollywood, California. It was reported Friday that film critics Roger Ebert and Richard Roper will drop their trademark thumbs-up, thumb-down review method that has been used since Ebert and the late Gene Siskel joined forces back in the 1970s. Ebert, who's been absent from the show for more than a year, told on News on Friday, quote, "The problem is that Disney, who owns ABC, who syndicates our show, wanted to buy the rights to the thumbs. Also, we lost our thumb insurance recently, and we decided we didn't want Michael Eisner or whoever's in charge now using our thumbs. So we sold our rights to Howard Stern so they can give Rob Zombie's Hollywood a rave review, which he did," unquote. Unnews learned Monday that all the thumbs will be replaced by an all-new, albeit controversial, method. Richard Roper says, quote, "I don't know yet what we'll do for the really good movies, but for the ones that truly suck balls, we're going to give them two fingers up by flipping the bird. That'll show those hacks," unquote. Of course, the use of this obscene gesture will warrant a TVMA rating for the longtime TVPG-rated show. Ebert says, quote, "The censors are going to kill us, but I really don't care. A lot of the movies we review now suck, and we just give them good reviews just to shut everybody up," unquote. A source close to the critics has told us that the first Fingers Up review will be for Christopher Walken's ping-pong comedy Balls of Fury, which Ebert says, quote, "has nothing on Halloween," unquote. Balls of Fury opens Wednesday, and Halloween opens Friday. This has been Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.